Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 18, 1804. Black Cat makes a plea. The Mandan tribe has long been bullied by the Assiniboine and Cree nations. Today, Chief Black Cat comes to enlist the aid of the captains. Clark writes,
"The Black Cat, chief of the Mandans, came to see us. He made great inquiries respecting our fashions. He also stated the situation of their nation. He mentioned that a council had been held the day before, and it was thought advisable to put up with the recent insults of the Assiniboines and Christinos until they were convinced of what had been told them by us. Mr. Evans had deceived them, and we might also. He promised to return and furnish them with guns and ammunition. We advised them to remain at peace, and that they might depend upon getting supplies through the channel of the Missouri, but it required time to put the trade in operation. The Assiniboines, etc., have trade of those nations in their power and treat them badly, as the Sioux does the Arikaras, and they cannot resent for fear of losing their trade. Captain William Clark, November 18, 1804.
Trade continued to be a very important issue for the captains. Not commercial trade, but trade for food and information to enhance the expedition. Most of the goods the expedition had were given as presents. For the Mandan, protecting themselves from tribes who took advantage of their peaceful agrarian nature was more important. As for John Thomas Evans, the Welsh trader mentioned by Chief Black Cat, he arrived in the Mandan villages in September of 1796. He was looking for descendants of the mythical Welsh prince Madoc, who were believed to be the fair-skinned Indians of the upper Missouri. He traded under the Spanish flag, and his dog-in-the-manger attitude toward the British traders who were already there prompted an assassination attempt against him. This sent him scurrying for St. Louis, promising Chief Black Cat, as he went, that he would return with arms and ammunition for them. He never came back. He never found any Welsh Indians, either. Tomorrow, finally, the hunters return.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.